I'll start. How does it feel being the only kicker at SEC Media Days?
Feels good. Luckily, I'm a little taller, so I'm not the smallest guy here. But, you know, it's a big honor for me to be able to be here and represent Auburn.
Let's go here in the back, in the center by the wall.
Matt Selesky, Fox Sports Shoals Radio. Good morning, Daniel. Now that you're primarily just focused on kicking, do you want to do any punting anymore? Or because you're such a prized prospect at this point, do you just want to focus on your kicking game?
I want to do what I can to help the team. And, you know, that's my focus. And, you know, I think Ian Shannon, should be punter. I think he could do a great job. And, I'm ready in case I need to step up. I'm just here to help the team. And so I'm not worried about how, you know, it'll affect me personally. But, you know, hopefully my field goals and my kicking will be great. And then, you know, hopefully if I need to punt, that'll be good too. So just, you know, help the team as much as possible.
Let's go left side here, second row.
Matt Stevens, Montgomery Advertiser. Daniel, can you talk about for the first time kind of being on a football team with your younger brother, seeing as how the age difference has kind of forced that?
Yeah, really special. And, you know, that's part of the reason I came back to college this last year. I love it here at Auburn, and I think he's going to have a great future too. So it's fun to be able to, you know, practice with him and, you know, have him help me out and then me hopefully help him out. And it's something similar to what I did in 2013 with Cody Parkey being the starting kicker. I redshirted and, you know, I learned a lot from him, and, you know, it's nice to be able to kind of sit back a year and practice and work out and get ready for that next year without being thrown into the fire right away.
Let's go left side here in the back corner.
Hey, Daniel. Lauren Shute, SEC Country. How much have you been asked about Jarrett Stidham, and how hard is it to kind of, I guess, deflect the quarterback battle that's happening?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's been talked about a lot, and I think, you know, he's a great quarterback, and there's reason for that. And I think the team's really, you know, taking him in, and, you know, he's already been stepping up as a leader on the team. But, you know, at the same time, we have Sean White still, and, you know, when he's healthy, he's great quarterback. And I mean, I'm a kicker, so I don't really know so much about, you know, what's what, but, you know, I think we've got two great quarterbacks and two great young men. So, I think they both, you know, have a real good chance of winning that starting spot, helping this team out.
Let's go right side here in the front row.
Morgan Buckles, Auburn Network. Auburn has a history of having really great kickers in general. How does it feel to be a part of that legacy and be one of the best so far, if not the best so far?
Yeah, it's very cool just to, you know, be able to look back into history, and, you know, there's been a lot of great kickers over the years, and especially recently there's been a few good ones, from Byram winning the national championship with a field goal to Cody Parkey, who's now, you know, at the Cleveland Browns still and broke all sorts of rookie records in the NFL. And, you know, to be able to kind of carry that on break some records while I'm here and stuff, it's a huge honor. But, you know, I'm just having the best time of my life being able to be on this team, play in the SEC, and, you know, do what I love.
Let's go left side here, third row.
Hi, Daniel. Lance Griffin with Wolf Radio in Dothan. We're pretty bad here at predicting who's going to do well in the SEC. We're even worse trying to predict you guys. Seems like when we say you're going to do well, you don't do as well. And when we don't think you're going to do well, we do. Is that something you guys have picked up on? And would you like for us to vote you down this time or something?
I mean, I don't know. Y'all probably know a lot of stuff that I don't know. And I probably know a lot of stuff y'all don't know. So, you know, I think I can say this. I think we do have a special team this year. I've been here. This is my fifth year now, and I was here in 2013, and it kind of has a similar feeling to that. And I think, you know, we're all working hard, and this team's really come together. And I think we've got all the talent and all the pieces of the puzzle that we need, that we've got a shot to have a really special year. So, you know, I think we're all just going to have to wait and see. But, you know, I'm really excited about that first game, and, you know, start it up there and then keep rolling, hopefully, from there.
Let's go left side here, second row.
Chris Walsh, SEC Country. Where's the toughest place in the SEC to kick and why?
That's a tough question. A lot of them are tough, but I think from my perspective, it's fun to play in those tougher environments, and it's fun to play on those big games that, you know, the fans are going crazy and stuff. I think everybody's got pretty good grass and pretty good stadium, so, you know, there's nothing, not too much variation there. And, I mean, everybody's crowd's pretty loud, so, I try and do a good job of blocking out the noise and then, you know, just doing my job.
Just to follow up, where's the toughest in terms of, say, wind and that kind of thing?
The toughest game I played in as far as wind and weather was Texas A&M. We played them 2 years ago, and I know we play them again on the road there. And, I mean, one, it's an incredible stadium and cool atmosphere, but that game I remember, it was just so windy that I was aiming outside the upright, so basically aiming to miss and just, you know, hoping that wind would carry it over, and luckily it worked out.
Right side here in the back.
As each season approaches, you hear about, well, a lot of great running backs return, a lot of great quarterbacks return, and so on. But there are also a number of outstanding place kickers that return. Mm-hmm. I think 8 of the top 10, 6 of which scored 90 or more points. What do you think of the level of place kicking in this conference, and do you have many friendships among kickers at other schools?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty unique group, and you know, a lot of us know each other from going to different camps together and, you know, just playing each other. And it's special, you know, because we're a little different than other, you know, other positions. It's a little unique in that it's kind of more of a skilled position. And there's not too much physicality to it. You know, like most of the other guys, we don't usually get beat up too bad. But, you know, it's fun to get to know those guys, and, you know, I hope all of them do well, and I hope I, you know, just do the best. But, you know, we're always cheering for each other, and it's fun to see. You know, I think kicking's just getting more and more competitive. And, you know, last year there were 3 guys drafted to go to the NFL, and that's very rare that you have, you know, so many talented college kickers coming out. And so, you know, hopefully next year there's going to continue that.
Let's go left side in the back on the aisle.
Daniel. Preference, a grass field or a turf field?
It really doesn't make a difference. I mean, the grass fields in the SEC are so nice, and I mean, it's like playing on carpet almost. It's perfect grass.
And by the way, in my research, I think there have been 2 kickers invited to media days, Kevin Butler in 2010. And as far as I can tell, you're the 2nd and the 3rd one.
There you go. There you go. So I'm happy to be here.
We have time for one last question. Let's go front row here on the right.
In your 5 years at Auburn, what have you learned that has really helped you become the man you are today? And what do you think you'll miss the most about it when you leave?
I mean, it's been a good journey. And, I mean, there's been ups and downs. I mean, my redshirt freshman year ended the season by a missed field goal that lost us the game in overtime. And so, you know, I think it's just been so fun to be a part of the Auburn family, and just the people in Auburn, the teammates I've had and the friends I've made over the years are just, you know, people that have just made my life so much richer. And so just really blessed and happy to be here at Auburn, and, you know, really hoping to go out with a bang here.